podcast where we talk about our struggles as 20-somethings trying to figure out our woes, our ambitions, and a bunch of other shit.
So today, we're thinking about just doing like a bonus episode because I haven't seen Raven in a while, basically since our last
I don't know who this girl is.
Right. I don't even have locks anymore.
I don't know who this, Harper, who this woman in my hair.
But yeah, so, so we were kind of just like catching up before the episode and we kind of just want to do like a check-in to see how successful we've been.
Oh yeah.
In the past couple of weeks.
Oh my gosh, so successful. But no, I mean, honestly, truly, I'm okay. Which is, my voice kind of cracked when I said that because it's like, because it's like, how often do I like say that and mean it? Like I meant it. Like I'm actually like, okay. Like I'm always complaining about money because I need money. Mm-hmm. I still need money, mm-hmm. but I'm in a place now where I'm just like, hey, I'm kind of convinced things will be okay. At least this week, I'm okay. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. How are you, Ari?
I'm okay. I think that's a really good word. Like things are good. They could be better. Things are definitely not terrible. I feel like for the past couple of weeks, I've just been going through like a spiritual journey. Like, so I combed out my locks. It took me 2 weeks. In the beginning, it took me like an hour just to do one. Like it was it was just a very.
That was gonna be my question. If you did it yourself,
I did it myself, 100% myself. I was gonna ask like some of my friends, like, "Hey, you trying to come over? I got one. You trying to comb out a lock or two?" But I'm like, nah. People gonna be rough. People aren't gonna be doing it properly. I low key wouldn't do that if somebody asked me because it's just so like labor intensive. Like your fingers prune. It's just a lot. So I did it completely by myself. While watching Gossip Girl for the 18th time, because Gossip Girl just gets me through everything. It was just a very physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually draining process. Like, in the beginning, in the beginning, I was, like, having, like, nightmares and stuff. Like, you know, I guess, like, my one of my friends, Yasmin, she was basically saying that, like, you know, because, like, they always say locks are very spiritual. You know, all the energy, all the bullshit, whatever, pollutants, everything gets locked into your hair. You can't really wash it out, like how you do loose hair. So, I guess me combing them out was me combing out all the memories and all the fucked up shit that I went through. I don't know. But I was, like, dreaming about my dog. I haven't dreamt about her in a while. Right. I'm, like, dreaming about her. I'm having nightmares. It's just about just everything. So, I wasn't really sleeping that well. I was really trying to keep it, like, very private because people have their opinions. Why do you want to do it? Why did you such and such and such? Why don't you just cut it all? I like you better with locks. Yeah, I couldn't wait because them locks wasn't working for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to be very protective over this just, like, process. And I tell people my business all the time. Like, that's just who I am. So that was just, like, a challenge for me to, like, shut the fuck up and not tell people, like, hey, I'm combing all my locks. Like, I'm coming to work looking like struggle.com every fucking day because half my hair is loose, the other half is locked. Like, it was just a lot. So I'm happy that's over. I kind of feel like now I'm finally getting better to, like, I mean, I'm finally getting like better sleep and all that stuff. So things are looking up. I feel like that's why everything is like okay for me.
Okay.
That was my explanation to okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a big journey, you know, for sure. Like, changing up your hair, especially, like, now, like, you're reverting back to an old process that, you know, you've been familiar with for a long time. You probably got to relearn some shit.
Yeah, like, doing my hair every night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the locks, I just go to sleep.
Yeah.
If I want to swim, just go, whatever. Now I got to, like, shit, I got to cruise next month. I got to get braids or some shit.
Ooh.
I'm very excited about that, though. But still.
Okay, hang time.
You know. But yeah, it's definitely a journey. Like you said, relearning old things because it's been a year and a half, and that's not a very long time, but it's time nonetheless.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, for sure.
And I see you, like, playing with little twisties, and I'm like, look at this growth.
I know. When I took the first one out, I was like,
okay, collarbone. Y'all can't see. But like,
I was like, what the fuck? My hair has never been this long ever. And like, I did so much research. I'm like, your hair's gonna be shorter than your locks. You're gonna lose hella hair. Like, everyone, like, all the reviews and stuff, they had like grocery bags full of like hair. I didn't really lose a lot of hair.
Goes to show you were good being a lock shorty.
Yeah. I was taking care of my shit. So if you don't mind me asking, can you explain your okay since I did mine?
Okay. I'd say my okay has to do with I haven't been really anxious about things. Like, I've been super grounded. Even if, like, some bullshit happens, like, I've been handling it so surprisingly well. Like, from even down to, like, my parasympathetic nervous system, like, I don't feel like my body reacting to stressors the way that I normally was letting it or the way that it was affecting me. So, for example, work. Like, work is, I just, always been, like, just a source of stress because I've always just had this very real but maybe sometimes irrational fear that, like, for whatever reason, I'm going to be unemployed and I'm just going to be like, what the fuck am I going to do?
I never knew that about you.
Yeah, I've always just had this fear of, like, just mediocrity. Never really.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Never being particularly good, like, at anything.
Specifically work, though. Specifically,
like, well, it's in life, but, like, I don't get paid to exist. I get paid to go to work, mm-hmm. you know, and I need work to live my life. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, shit. So I've always had this type of, like, imposter syndrome when it comes to, like, working. Because I always felt like, am I not performing how I should be? Am I not at the level where they're expecting me to be in this amount of time? All these questions. Because I've just had some, like, trash experiences at other jobs where they didn't invest in me the way mm-hmm. they could have.
They should have.
Facts.
They should have. That's the word.
That's, it's, yes. So, at my current job, like, it's mostly men at my job. They're all older.
To my wife.
Oh, girl. And some of them are real cool, but some of them, like...
Are they, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they are. Listeners, you know what she asked. And I've just found myself in... repeated situations with this person in particular where they are telling me just in very condescending way and where maybe they're not aware of it, and if they are, fuck you, but like just in really condescending ways, like, oh, you have to do this task and, you know, it's going to be really difficult for you. You know, it's going to be really hard for you to do this thing. So
they, like, shoot you down before you start?
Literally shoot me down before I start, like, telling me I can't do something or it's going to be hard for me. And I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, why would this be hard for me? Just because I don't have a background in this industry. I also didn't have a background in healthcare when I was working at this hospital before this. I didn't have a background in physical chemistry when I was working at the journal at this other university. Like, I adapt. I'm adaptable and I'm resourceful and I'm fucking smart. So whether you are aware of it or not. But the fact that, like, I can speak to myself in this way, even when there's people, like, making me have to prove myself, even after I've gotten the position, even after I've been here for months, that I need to reassure them that I'm capable of doing the job I fucking went to school with and have years of experience in doing. It's just kind of like, I'm a fucking bitch. And it's like, the fact that I have this voice and I have the clarity that I can say this about myself to myself, even when I have naysayers, mm-hmm. is really something I'm just, like, really fucking proud of. Mm-hmm. Because I've had people shut down some of my ideas and I just straight up told them no. Like, at my job, like, I'm telling these grown-ass motherfuckers who think they know everything because they've been in this industry long enough, mm-hmm. just, like, no. I'm like, yeah, you might be good at whatever it is that you're doing, but this is my job. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do my job. Mm-hmm. Find something to do, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, and it feels fucking great, you know? And I'm just like, I don't know, it took me 26 years to get to this point where I'm just like, I know what the fuck I'm talking about, you know? Where I can sit in a room with other people who speak very confidently about whatever it is they're talking about. A lot of times it's nonsense. And I can sit there and be like, that made no sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty confident that that didn't make sense. And not because I don't understand, but because they weren't saying anything. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, when I talk to other people, my job, my coworkers, after the meeting, they'll be like, yeah, that made no fucking sense. I'm like, see?
Yeah.
It's you, not
right,
me.
Not me, right.
And that just feels really good. So, like, the fact that I have this confidence, you know, kind of manifesting in my day-to-day life and where, like, I'm making executive decisions for myself and advocating for myself and my abilities, like, and I don't feel iffy or wishy-washy about it, just feels really fucking good. Like, even when I'm dealing with people, like, new people I just met or, like, if, you know, I'm gonna delete it, but I did another bout on Hinge for, like, I don't know, 2 weeks. That's trash. I'm gonna get off of it because I love myself and I just can't keep doing this. But like, I just straight up just tell people, like, what is it that you want? And if they don't say what I'm trying to hear, I just say, okay, that's great. Have a great life. And I delete them. And it's fine. And, like, I'm like, it's gone. The problem is gone.
You're reclaiming your time.
I'm Maxine watering my...
these niggas.
These facts.
Maxine watering these niggas.
Yes. So that is why I feel okay. Because overall, like, my problems are still here. Like, you know, I still have people questioning my abilities. I still have people trying to waste my time. But I can say no. And I don't feel bad. And I don't, you know, I can look at these people, especially at work, at these grown-ass men, and be like, you don't know what you're talking about sometimes, whether you want to admit it or not. You don't know what you're talking about. I do. And that's okay. You don't have to. We don't have to talk about it. I know.
Right.
I know. And that feels really fucking good. So, you know, I still need more money. I'm looking for a third job. But I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to figure out how I can, like, make more money on the side.
Facts. How's Shea Day going?
It's going really, really great.
I see you. She's marketing. She's, like, she's been posting every day.
Like, it's just, it amazes me. Like, it just amazes me. Like, so I sent out, the other day I sent out, like, an email to everyone that ordered just asking, like, hey, you know, can you leave a review? Like, we're going to offer you a 10% off, just some bullshit promo code,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, like, coerce them to, like, try to, like, just give them their thoughts. And not even to, like, hey, rate me 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Like, look out for me. Just, like, let me know because I want to improve. I want to be better. And, like, so many people just, it brought tears to my eyes that people, like, really fuck with my shit. Like, I guess, like, my imposter syndrome is that, like, there are so many hair product companies out. Like, there are so, like, you can get shea butter from 1,000 stores on Etsy alone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I'm always just like, is my product good enough? And, you know, do people really fuck with it? Or are they just my friends? And then, like, after a while, you know, people start coming around that aren't my friends that really, like, vouch for me and really, like, support me. And I feel like I've just been getting a lot of validation lately, you know, that I am doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it well. People fuck with me.
She doing it. She doing it. She doing it well.
but yeah, like, that's going so great. I just know that if I stick to it, I really can, like, be, like, a legit, like, millionaire with the shit. I'm claiming it.
Claim it.
I'm claiming it.
Speaking into existence.
I'm claiming it.
I think that's funny. I don't know. Did I send you a post today from Instagram?
No, not today.
Okay, because I sent it to, like, my creative friends, and mm-hmm. I thought I put you in here too, but I thought it was very timely. I mean, this will always be timely, but I just thought, like, damn, I needed to hear this, and I feel like other people need to hear this too. And it was a post I saw on Instagram, and it said, if you're a creator and you needed to hear this today, you have no idea how many people lurk on your work. No idea how many times people go back and revisit your work. How big they smile when they simply think about your work. How fast their heart beats. How excited they get when they see that you posted something. People are shy with their feedback. Sometimes it's because they're simply shy. Other times it's because they assume you already know how great and talented you are. Or it could be both. My point is, Even if you barely have any likes or reblogs, don't get discouraged. You have a lot of silent fans, and they're still your fans. Keep on creating, because there's always someone out there who will love what you've made.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that's really amazing, because that's amazing.
She's grinning like, so hard.
That's just amazing, because I kind of feel that way. I kind of feel like even if you aren't a creative, even if you don't have a business, your personal social media or whatever, you probably think like, damn, like, I'm posting this cute thing because I like it, I appreciate it. But like, you know, sometimes people aren't always gonna like, yes, bitch, yes.
They're not gonna hit that fire emoji.
Yeah, hit the fire emoji. Like, some people, like, a lot of people aren't gonna do that all the time. Like, back to like consistency over perfection. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing it. Somebody's watching you. Several people are watching you, actually.
Yeah.
And they support you. There are people out there that wanna be you. You know, like, I wish I had the balls to post my art, you know, every week or every day, whenever. I wish I had the balls to try art, like try to create art. You know, there are so many people out there that really rally for you in silence. And I feel like that's like a really good like reminder.
Yeah.
That you touch a lot of people, even if they don't say it.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, we say it a lot, you know, and I think it loses its power when you're, fuck, the block is hot. Right. Is that why you turned around?
Right.
If you hear this siren, it's getting louder. What the fuck? Pause.
What is that?
Niggas want to set their house on fire today.
Today.
Right now. Fuck, what was I saying? Likes and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get hung up on likes. Because once, you know, eventually that shit's gonna be gone. And also, like, a lot of people just look at the shit and they smile and they think that's enough, and then they just keep going about their life. It doesn't mean it didn't resonate with them. It doesn't mean you're whack. It doesn't mean you suck. It just means people fuck with your shit and they just keep swirling around in this big world as they were.
Yeah, because like, I kind of feel like with social media, we're so overstimulated. And we just have so much information just, like, saturating our brains at all times.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're all just juggling with so much other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't take it to heart. I don't know. I've never been one of those people where it's like, oh, like, you know, those people that, like, just really just be sweating over, like, how many likes they get? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man, like, I'm so stressed that I didn't get this many likes for that. I used to be like that in college.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm kind of just realizing that, like, you really just got to do things for yourself. People will follow. People will always be there.
Mm-hmm.
There's always someone. There's so many people in the world, you know? And this is super random, but remember when you... Oh. So I just want to let you guys know that Success Pending Podcast has a Twitter now.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
So, please follow us at Success Pending.
It's just Success Pending.
Yeah, at Success Pending.
Because thank God that wasn't taken. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't have to do, like, an underscore.
Oh, girl.
Success underscore pending.
It's literally Success Pending. Back
so
to that.
So, please, please follow. Raven's running the page. You know, she's, like, the media marketing content guru.
I'm a Twitter auntie, though. Like, I just be like,
you fit right the fuck in. Like, you've been on Twitter for like a week, 2 weeks now, and you just like I be seeing you talking to my alliances and shit. I'm like, wow, she's really like integrated in Twitter now. Like, I'm so hyped. Like, it just makes me so happy. Like, whenever I see you on the feed, like,
oh, shucks.
Yeah,
it's my third attempt. It's I think what it is.
Wait, what? For real?
Yeah, I. Fuck.
I don't know why. That's so funny.
Do I want to tell this story? I don't know if I
yes,
want to.
You did.
So I had two Twitters before, maybe three. I can't remember. But I had one Twitter in college. And I just eventually deleted it because I got into trouble for tweeting shit. It wasn't my fucking fault, actually. So, your face. Oh, my God. So... So I worked this like job. I had this work study job in school, with the university, and I was just like tweeting shit because I had time that day. We were serving ice cream in one of the offices. So I tweeted like, hey, they're serving ice cream at this building, in this room, at this time. You should go get some, guys, blah, blah, blah. And at that time, we got a new person, this new woman started at the office. And the women that I worked with for like the last year were like, coming to me like real sneaky and just like talking shit about her, like, I don't think she fits in here, and you know, just been like real catty and like telling me about it, like, she said this and that just doesn't even make any sense and da 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 da. And I'm, this woman I think was like a little bit younger than the other, so I'm like, maybe it was just some type of like ageist catty shit, like, I don't really feel threatened by her. But they were just talking shit to me about her, and me being just like a dumbass, you know, 19-year-old, was like live tweeting what they were saying.
And like, these bitches is crazy like that.
Yeah, like, and then I was like, but then also I didn't understand. The one tweet I do remember saying was like, I didn't understand the difference between like an executive director and like an assistant director. I was like, these are just titles people make up. I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I'm just like tweeting shit, and I'm thinking like, whatever. So then I get off my shift. I about to take the shuttle back to my dorm. And then I get a phone call. And it's my boss. And she says, did you tweet this, 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 and this? And I'm like, I'm like, she's like, you should delete it now. And I'm like, well, fuck. So apparently, I don't know who the fuck saw it, because it was a private, I mean, it wasn't private, but it was, like, my personal Twitter. But I guess someone saw it, and they realized it was me tweeting about, basically, I was just repeating what they said. I didn't say anything about this woman. I had no problems with this woman. But because I guess I was reporting the cattiness of the office, I got in trouble.
Did you get fired?
I did not get fired. Okay. But it was very awkward. So I immediately found another job.
Did you say names and stuff?
I think I did.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, it was just, like, a weird thing. It was a weird thing.
And you deleted your Twitter?
Eventually, yeah. I just deleted the Twitter. Yeah, it should be gone. It should be gone. And then I graduated college after the trauma passed, and I tried Twitter again, and I'm pretty sure I deleted that because, there was no reason for me to have a Twitter. So, this is attempt number 3. And it's doing really good. I have maybe, like, 14 followers, but they're all quality people, so I'm enjoying myself. It's like a nice little kiddie pool I'm splashing around in.
Are we putting enough content on your TL?
Yes, it's enough. Like, I'm, you know, if I get bored, I open it up, and I'm like, oh, what did Ari say today? Oh, okay, she's doing her thing. She wants to leave the city again. Okay. Oh, she's staying. Okay. I didn't need to see that. I'm not liking this. But it's been cool. Twitter is aight, because, you know, Tumblr's not doing it like it's supposed to anymore. I miss Tumblr.
I miss porn on Tumblr.
Facts. It was bad
porn
after
on,
the...
Porn on Tumblr was...
Let's elite. Talk about Tumblr porn. Let's porn, talk about
Tumblr
it.
Tumblr porn was fucking elite.
Elite. No trace. Nothing. You don't have to clean your browser or anything like that. You wanted GIFs, they got GIFs. You want videos, you want audio, everything. Tumblr has it. You had their favorites, you could save them. It was just, and then they fucking took it off because niggas had to fucking ruin it. And then, and then they just
fucking child porn people had to ruin it.
Yes, you fucking pedophiles. Fuck you.
No, fuck you. We're kink shaming this shit. This is not a fucking kink.
This is not a fucking kink. This is predatory. You fucking ruined Tumblr. Like, again, it's been ruined a lot of different times, but then you just beat it up. There is still some porn left, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it just, like, titties and dick? Or is it, like, actual sex?
It's fucking, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Because I follow a lot of real life people who apparently are freaks, and so
they're alleged freaks.
They've been able to find shit, and then I wake up in the morning and I guess they were feeling a certain type of way last night, so I open my Tumblr. I'm like, oh, I have like residuals from whatever the fuck they were doing that night, and I'm just like, okay, now I know. So there's like three left. I don't know. Like, at least one with, like, black people. That's what you're looking for.
Ebony porn all the way.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I apparently follow some freaks because y'all fucking found it. Yeah. But my go-tos are all trash. They're all gone. They're useless. So.
Damn.
I know.
I'm having, like, flashbacks of lit-ass Tumblr porn.
Yeah.
And a crazy thing, I got hip to Tumblr porn, like, 6 months before they took that shit away.
Oh, no. Yes. You missed so much.
I know. It was, like, 6, 5 months, something like that. Damn. So fucking pissed. You missed
so much. I had a library. Because I have two Tumblrs, and then I realized, like, there's no reason for me to have the second Tumblr, because it was supposed to be, like, my blog or whatever, and I was like, this is dumb, I'm not gonna do this. And so the second Tumblr, I just send myself videos, and that's what it was for. And it's just fucking useless now. Like, if you look at the inbox, it's just unavailable, this blog is no longer available, deactivated, blah 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 blah, and I'm just like, it's like a graveyard.
Literally a fucking graveyard. Damn.
It makes me really sad. Because I had a few favorites. I was like, there was one in the library. There was one in...
Wait. It was in your library?
No!
It was a video of people fucking in the library.
In the second one.
Oh. The latter.
The latter. Please. What's your favorite type of porn? We don't have to get into that. It's fine.
Honestly.
What's your favorite video that you can think
of? I'm into, like, threesome porn. Because I feel like women can be sensual. Like, Two guys, two girls. Two girls, of course. Okay. I don't want to see.
It just looks so aggressive.
It looks so aggressive. But, yeah, definitely into, like, threesome porn. I used to be, like, into, like, hentai a lot when I was, like, younger.
Mm.
But that shit kind of misogynistic, so.
I've dabbled. But then they'd be drawing them weird, and I just, like, not do this.
Like, exactly.
I don't do this. That was, like, young me when I was, like, what? You can, like, draw people doing that?
Right, exactly. It was more so, like, the like, excitement. Like, oh, shit. Cartoon? Like, is this for me? Was this made for me?
No, not at all. I mean, no. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was not. It was made for some neat or incel somewhere, yeah, probably.
So, your turn. Real quick.
Probably, like... it depends on what day it is. I don't know. Like, sometimes it's, like, exhibition-y stuff. It depends.
Ooh, like, BDSM type stuff?
No. Like, if they're in a car sex. That's what it is. I like, but not like, oh, I'm riding in a taxi.
Oh, I was literally going to ask, like, those freaky taxi ones.
No, not like the taxi
ones. Those are kind of corny to me.
No, I don't like the taxi ones. It's like somebody, like a couple, whatever, and they're just, like, in the car, and they're like, oh, wow, we got to go somewhere, but you're right here looking all good. We should, you know, or they're, like, trying to drive. I guess amateur, that's my answer, amateur.
Oh, amateur porn, yeah. All the fucking way. Professional porn is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, the moans and
I don't like the noises.
Yeah, no,
I don't I don't like it when... Yeah, no. 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 Nah. So, like, amateur. I would say amateur.
Yeah, amateur. Like A+ if it's shot on a cell phone.
Gotta be grainy.
And it got the black bars on the side.
Gotta be grainy. They tried to convert it. It didn't go right, so it's kind of wobbly.
You feel me, though.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. Tumblr porn.
Yeah.
Twitter porn is actually pretty decent,
I haven't
though.
Found it.
You gotta find it.
The only thing I saw on Twitter, it was not porn, but somebody shared a video. It was, like, dudes with really, really small dicks, and they were just talking about how small the dicks were. Like, it was a line of dudes, and they were butt naked. And there was a guy with a microphone, and he was, like, interviewing them. He said...
Oh, whoa. Wait.
Yeah, this is not porn.
I thought this was a picture. It's a video.
It's a video.
It's an interview.
It's an interview. And he was like, so, sir, your penis is very small. And he's like, yeah, yes, it is. It is quite small. He's like, it is. It's quite humiliating. And then there was the next guy with step four. He's like, you, sir, your penis is significantly smaller. And like, oh yeah. And he's like, oh, I can't quite find it. And he, like, pulled it out, like, from his, like, I don't even know what you would call that. Like, just, he just pulled it out. Like, he had to, like, you were parting hair, except he was parting skin. Because he was kind of fat. And it just kind of, like, came out. That was not porn. That's the only time I saw anything remotely phallic on Twitter.
Twitter porn is actually kind of decent.
I'm a Twitter baby.
It's fake decent. It's fake decent.
You gonna put me on?
Oh, yeah. I can definitely send you some stuff. And then you just go down a rabbit hole from there.
Okay, cool. I need a starting point because I don't know what to search. You guys, send us your favorite porn category, not the video. I don't want to... I use my work computer a lot. I don't want to do that. Let us know. Chime in. Is this going to be like a Twitter subject? Right. Comment under this tweet. What's your favorite? I would definitely need to provide context. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But okay, so never, for me, as my friend on Twitter, never retweet that shit. Like, if you see some elite porn, just DM it to yourself. And this is for everyone. Be a decent person.
People just retweet porn? And
just DM that shit to yourself. If you like it, because Twitter is just so... Twitter is not like a dark web type of... Like, I kind of felt like Tumblr, like, was. Mm-hmm. So, like, you kind of expected that. But, like, Twitter, I'm here for the jokes. I'm here during my 9-to-5 job. You know? I'm not trying to see that shit, you know, on my timeline. I'm not trying to see somebody get dick down at 8:30 in the morning.
But that was Tumblr, too. That happened on Tumblr, too.
Right. But I felt like that was the nature of Tumblr.
You expect it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not okay. Twitter. Twitter is where memes are born, okay?
We got memes on Tumblr, too. Some of them were screenshotted tweets, but we had our own. Y'all be screenshotting Tumblr posts, too.
I mean, I guess, but no. Twitter is literally the meme generator, okay? Don't put that shit on my timeline. I'll fuck you up. I'll find you. And I kneecap you. You wanna know what kneecap is?
She looking at dicks at work.
Right.
She looking at pornography.
Yo, one time.
Write her up.
So like every now and again I'll get caught, like I'm thinking my Bluetooth speakers are hooked up, but they're not.
Oh no.
Thank God I'm only watching Gossip Girl at work or any other show on Netflix. But in the back of my mind, like what if, yo, can you imagine being in a quiet fucking office and you hear a moan?
I would cry.
A loud ass moan.
It's gonna be obnoxious too.
It's gonna be so fucking obnoxious. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is like I'm getting emotional right now.
That's fine. I've had that same fear when I was listening to the Bodega Boys podcast, mm-hmm. but my headphones weren't in, and I'm just like, oh Jesus, don't let them say nigga, like not now, not until I can pause it.
Right. Stuff like that. Like that's minor, but like that's still something too. Like I definitely like fear that as well.
Like accidentally saying nigga or something, like your phone saying nigga at work.
Yeah. I said nigga to one of my coworkers before. Like at like a work happy hour.
It was happy hour.
But still. I mean, he was black.
Oh, it's girl fine.
He was black, but we wasn't around, we was around mixed company. Yeah.
Oh, you said it, so you said loud.
Yeah.
Oh damn. You was lit.
Yeah.
Damn. That is a fear of mine. I haven't slipped up in a long time. Not in front of coworkers, but just, like, in front of, like, unvetted non-black people. Like, I'd just be like, I don't want you to know this part about me.
Word. I actually don't want you to know any fucking thing about me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Nothing. Like, nothing.
Please. I don't have any opinions. I am just a vessel for a brain.
Right. Okay.
For just... you know, essential body functions. That is all I came here to do. Oh, gosh.
Sorry, I'm over here making a flyer.
You're good.
Real quick.
She's making a flyer real quick.
It's, promo coming. I'm doing a free shipping promo. I'll just do this shit on Sunday.
Oh, that's cute. Thanks. She's wearing her Morgan shirt and everything.
You know, gotta rep the home team. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, so this was a bonus. We may edit like most of the shit out. So
yeah,
if you're listening to this, you got the creme de la creme about what we was talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is as organic as it fucking gets.
Yeah. So, we hope to see you guys for our next session. I don't know, Raven, did you want to talk about, like, if we have any interviews coming up, or are we just going to, like, mix it up?
Oh, yeah, I've been hunting niggas down. They know who the fuck they are. I told them to, you know, pull the fuck up. They know who the fuck they are. I'm going to send them another angry message, but we got more interviews coming. We're going to talk about more shit. That is plaging us in our mid-20s and how we're trying to, you know, work through that shit. And I'm going to find people who are either dealing with it right now or who have the major keys and have been through it. Because I got one person on deck that I'm really excited to interview about job shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm excited about that show as well.
Because Lord knows, if you got a job, y'all got drama because I got drama. Shit. But yeah, basically that's it. Follow our Twitter, like I already said. I tweet things. You can follow my actual Twitter because that's actually not protected. So if you want to see my thoughts and what I look like,
just don't tell my job.
Please don't tell my fucking job. You will never know, because I talked a lot of shit about my job. You will never know where I work. No, you might if you Google.
Jesus. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, I'm pretty sure you're dope as fuck. You're not a fucking snitch.
Don't be a fucking snitch.
I mean, it's a given. It's a given.
Snitch ass hoes don't listen to this podcast.
Right. We got snitch ass hoe repellent on our shit.
Right. Okay. So that's about it. yeah, tell your friends, share our shit. Buy some shea butter from Ari, cause y'all know y'all ashy. It's getting cold.
It got cold quick.
It got cold really fucking quick.
It was 85 and 55 in the same week.
That's Chicago.
Right.
Them's the strokes. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks for chiming in to this bonus, I suppose, episode. And we'll see you next time.
Or, bye.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I
got you off
my bed.
That's fine. I was overthinking. My bad. Cool. My bad. Bye, for real.
Bye.